home or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
It is going to be Mount Tom's ball to start this final quarter as they lead West Plains 54-44. That was one of the best third quarters Mount Tom's had this season.
Yeah, it was. We've been struggling in the third quarter. You know, we talked about we're at 35% from the field. We bumped that to 46% now. Still 11 for 19
wow.
from behind the arc. We're at 57%. We're still shooting 58% from the three-point line. That's awesome.
I tell you, coming out of that timeout, Mount Tom's defense seemed to bear down a lot more, you know, getting those passing leads.
Yeah, the backdoor West Plains likes to get to the middle of the lane, try to do a little backdoor cut. Mount Tom getting some hands on the balls, getting some steals. I'll check that out real quick here in a second. Let me get to that and tell me how many steals we've had. 6 steals already on the night.
All right. So Mount Tom with it as we're backing away. Tate's met by a double team. He'll give it to McLean on the left wing.
West Plains switched up, going to zone now.
Yep.
Bringing it way out.
Tate with it on the left side. He'll give it to Corp near the elbow. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Podwoski. Back to Gilbert. Over to Tate on the left side. Cross court to Podwoski.
Yep.
He's going to try another three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound's knocked to Tuma.
No, he stepped into that one. Good look.
Here is Long with it. Goes down to Moore. He'll be fouled for
behind. We'll take the foul, though. That's Ryder's fourth, though, right?
I believe so. Yep, Ryder McLean with his fourth personal foul. First team foul gets the Bombers here in the fourth quarter as we're 35 seconds into the period.
Got Ethan Rosa. It looked like they're going to check in here for probably Ryder.
Yep, Rosa coming in for the first time tonight. He's a 5'10 senior. Or 5'10 junior, excuse me. I'm sorry, no, it is a senior. Now off the inbound play. Kraft tries to jump in the corner, no good. Robbins gets off and rebound, puts it back up and in. Clayton Robbins with 21 on the night. Mount Tom lead back to single digits, 54-46 our score. There were 7 minutes left in the game. Goes to Podwoski. Now to Rosa on the right side. West Plains back in the man. Ball goes to Tate near the right elbow. Rosa back to Rosa. Over to Gilbert on the left.
Now they switch to man halfway through his possession.
Podwoski on the right side. He'll be fouled from behind.
Yeah, good take there. Great job by Tyler. He saw they switched to man. He had the advantage on the offensive side. Nice power crossover, power dribble to his left-hand side.
That's Clayton Robbins' third personal foul. Team foul number one against West Plains here in the fourth quarter. 6:45 left in the game. Mount Tom with the ball. Leading by 8.
Oh, wait, what a play.
Tate with
yes,
the inbound pass.
Threw
it off the off the backside of Tuma. Picked it up and got the reverse slam, and he draws the contact.
Love it. That's a basketball player, ladies and gentlemen. That is a ball player. He saw the West Plains guy, didn't pay attention, threw it off of him, caught it, went up, did, got the foul, and made the end one.
So that foul was on Tuma. That's his fourth personal foul. Tate will not get the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by West Plains.
Did everything but made the point, but that's our guys to a 10-point lead.
Second team foul against the Scissors. Here they are with it. Tuma has on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Ethan Tuma with 5 on the night. Mount Tom lead 56-49. 6:22 left in the game. Gilbert with it. He'll give it to Tate, who gets it into the front court. Gets by 2 defenders. Throws to Podwoski. Down to Rosa. Down to Tate on the low block.
Ooh,
he's going to throw it to Podwoski on the left wing. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Tate on the right side. Tate's going to give it to Corp. Up top to Gilbert.
We're a guard-heavy team. I don't know if West Plains wants to chase us around the whole fourth quarter, but so far that's what they're doing.
Gilbert through to Podwoski. Then Rosa. Up top to Corp. He's going to try for the 3 at the top. Won't go. And the rebound is going to be, it's going to be a foul on the rebound tip against Rosa. That is his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. 5:53 left in the game. West Plains with a chance to make it a 2-possession margin.
Need to stop right here. Need to stop.
56-49, our score. Ball is with Moore on the left side, right side, excuse me. He'll throw it out to Robbins. He's going to try for the three, and he gets it.
Hey, did he say he's the one that's got the college offers?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, you can tell why.
And he's got 24, and Mount Tom's going to call timeout as their margin is cut, lead is cut down to two possessions. We'll break with 5:37 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading West Plains 56-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Well, Mount Home taking the timeout with 5:37. Let's play the game. The margin's been cut down to four now, 56-52 our score now.
Yeah, Mountain Home, man, two big threes in a row there by West Plains. We had two threes on the other end that we stepped into, unable to make the shots. But that's just how things can turn pretty quickly.
So Mountain Home will inbound it.
Looks like West Plains is going to extend this press out. It's going to be man press full court.
Podwoski will trigger the inbound pass.
Go up, Corp. There you go.
Throws it into Corp. Back to Podwoski. Podwoski has the ball knocked away. Gilbert's there to pick it up. He'll throw it in the front court to Tate. Tate will dribble to the right elbow. Finds McClain for the tip-in.
Yeah, Ryder comes in right there for Ether Rosa during that timeout. Gets the nice 2 points.
McClain wins 15 on the night. Back the other way. Jumper won't go for West Plains, but they get their own rebound. Here is along with it on their left court, right corner. His 3-pointer is up and in. Wow. Josiah Long with 9 on the night, and all of a sudden West Plains really has gotten hot from the arc. Here is Gilbert back the other way. He's going to pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. He'll be fouled from behind on the block shot.
Ooh, West Plains fans not happy with that. I have to agree with them. I got a technical foul. Got a technical foul number 11, it looks like. Yeah, he mouthed off after he got that.
So he's going to so the first foul was already his, and he's going to foul out this game now. Because technicals do count as personals.
Yep, that's also his fifth. He's out. He's walking over the bench. So here's what happened. Rhett Gilbert will go to the line. He will shoot his first two free throws on the shooting foul.
Yep.
That's what happened first. And then Mountain Home will get two free throws and the ball back.
Yep. That's exactly right.
I know.
Gilbert's first free throw is up and in.
Sorry.
Agreed.
Y'all doubted me. Both you and DCOM were looking when I was saying that, like I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah. Gilbert gets both free throws. He now has 14. Is he going to stay on the line?
Yeah, he should stay on the line. I would keep him there. He just made two in a row.
Yep. So and on the night, he has 5 of 5 from the line with 14. So two more to shoot. First shot is up. Good.
Yeah, once you're at the line and you got the feel for it, especially a shooter like Rhett, you stay there. Let him stay there just like this. Love the call.
And one more free throw for Gilbert. Fourth shot is up. He gets all four free throws.
Boy, what a big swing.
And it's back to a three-possession game with 4:57 left.
I don't like the arguing of the call. That number 11, what's his name?
Josiah Long.
Josiah Long got emotional. It might have been a clean block, to be honest with you.
It was close.
It was close. He came from behind. He kind of got in the body a little bit of red. Yeah, it's a 50-50 call and went Mount Home's way.
Yep. Inbound pass goes to Tate, so he'll bring it back into the front court.
But what you can't do for West Plains, you can't make it worse by going and doing that. Now we can go to the line again. Another foul.
Clayton Robbins with his fourth personal foul.
Number
32. Yep, that is a 15 foul against the Zizzers. So
that's just not smart basketball there by West Plains.
There's still plenty of time to before you start to need the foul.
Yeah, we're still 4:48 left.
Tate's first free throw, however, won't go. He is now He is now 0 of 2 for the line.
0 of 2, yeah. With 9 points, though.
Yep.
This will be our fourth player in double digit when he makes this one.
Second shot is up. Good.
10 points for him.
Yep. 63-55, Mountain Home up. Ball goes down to Robbins. He's going to get the layup. He now is 26.
Nice little give and go.
Back to a two-possession game. 4.5 minutes left. Mountain Home up 63-57. Ball goes to Tate. Ooh, very close to that timeline. No look past Podwaski on the left side. He'll get back there to Tate.
Yeah, good hold up there by Podwaski, not taking that three. Oh, he just got hammered.
Yeah, Tate's going to be fouled, and he's going to go back to the line. Who are we going to get? They're going to get Tuma, and I believe he might be done. No, I'm sorry, they got more. I'm sorry. That's his third personal foul. First, and Tate's first free throw won't go. Ooh.
I blame it through a period last year where he struggled shooting free throws there in conference season. And he got it figured out by the end of it. He was shooting it nice.
He misses both free throws here. And so the lead will stay two possessions as West Plains gets the board. Kraft with it on the left side. He'll give it out to Robbins. Robbins, he's going to pull up for the three. Misses everything, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was way short. He hit the net. You might have thought it went in.
It looked like he kind of hesitated there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Kind of double pumped as he went up.
Yeah. McLean inbounding it to Tate. He's quickly into the front court. Dribbles to the left corner. And he's called. Nope, Mount Tom's going to call timeout. I thought they were about to call travel, to be honest.
Good call. Good timeout there by Coach.
All right. So we'll break with 3:57 left to play in the game. It is Mount Tom leading West Plains 63-57. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101. Watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Well, Mount Home taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 3:57 left to play in the game as they lead 63-57 over West Plains. So Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline.
Yeah, good timeout there. Mount Home just needs to settle down a little bit. West Plains had to sped up. They were trying to do that man-to-man kind of press and able to get in the front court. Let's set it up, get a good play. This kid may get a three-possession game. Huge possession here from Mountain Home.
Inbound pass goes up top to McLean. West Plains in the man-to-man. McLean dribbles to the left elbow. Goes out to Gilbert. Up top to Tate. Over to Podwaski on the right side.
Was Mountain Home there? Take as much time off.
McLean's going into
the
lane. Podwaski is fouled.
Great take by Ryder McLean to draw the foul and go strong through it to finish at the rim.
Jacob Moore picks up his fourth personal foul. Again, went Mount Home already in the bonus. But Ryder McLean will go to the line for the first time tonight for the and one. Free throw is up. Hits the front of the iron short, and rebound comes West Plains. 65-57, a little over 3.5 minutes left in this contest.
They missed four free throws the last three possessions that could have really put this game out of reach.
The three by Tuma won't go, and Mount Home gets the rebound. Ball goes to the front court to McLean. He has it on the left side. He's going to kick it out to Tate. Gilbert on the left side.
We're going to get some layups out of this, Matt. They're way extended out.
Yep.
Here you go.
Gilbert going in for the runner. In and out. And the rebound is controlled by Kraft.
Should have went down. That was an easy one.
Over 3 minutes left in the game. Now to home up by 8. Kraft goes into the lane. His jumper no good. Rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Robbins. Now he has the ball knocked away, but he's able to secure it and give it to Moore. Moore's going to put up the fadeaway. Misses everything. Robbins with the offensive rebound. He'll throw it to Montgomery in the right corner. His jumper misses everything. And the ball is knocked to Kraft. And West Plains gets another chance. Here is Robbins going into the lane. He'll be fouled on the way up. And he'll go to the free throw line with 2:40 left.
Man, there was over the top of us. It's going to be Ryder's fifth, I think.
Yes, it is. 13th foul against Mount Home here in the fourth quarter. So Josh Fulcher has 30 seconds to try to figure out what to do. He's going to send Ethan Rosa in a moment.
Then Ross, it's his fifth foul.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's going to work in our advantage. They already gave the guy the ball at the free throw line, and then the official's now blowing it dead if they tell him it's his fifth foul.
Yep. Robbins back at the free throw line. He has 26 so far in this game. So McClain will spend the final 240 of this game on the bench as Ethan Rosa checks back in. So Robbins will shoot a pair. First shot is up and in. And if he gets this next one, it'll be back to a two-possession game.
Hey, Coach Fulcher wanted the official to come over and as he was waiting to see who he was going to put in so he could ask him, say, man, they're on top of us down there as we're getting rebounds twice in a row.
Robbins gets both free throws. He now has 28. Now I'm talking about 65-59. Over 2.5 left in this contest as the ball goes to Podwaski, and he'll be fouled.
Yeah, he's got 32. I think that's his last one, right?
Yes, it is. Robbins going to foul out of this game. So he'll spend the final 2.5 on the bench as Tyler Podwaski goes to the line.
Look at the lady on the other stands over there. She's standing up, got her hands on her hips. She's like, what's going on? And he just tackled the guy at half court. Come on. Come on now. I mean, you can't argue that. That was a foul.
Yep.
He hammered him.
Podwaski's first free throw. No good.
Lee, Mountain Home has been rough from the line these last down the field.
Yes, they have. Podwaski's second shot is up. He misses both. And the rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Podwaski. Mountain Home gets another chance.
12 from 21 from the line from Mountain Home.
Gilbert with it. He's met by a double team. Oh, he stepped on the
sideline.
Oh, my gosh. So backcourt violation again.
The clock never started. The clock never started.
Dude, he's right. It's still at 2.5 minutes.
Hey, the clock never started.
Holy cow.
Wow. How about that? Kraft with it. He's going to drill to the right elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound is controlled by Podwaski. By the way, I failed to mention for West Plains. They've got a sub whose number I don't have.
As Mount Home turns it over, Podwaski tried to throw it forward. It got stolen.
So Moore with it on the left side. He's going to give it to Kraft. Kraft's going to try the three. No good. Moore gets offensive rebound. He'll throw it back out to Kraft. He's going to try another three. No good. And the rebound is this time saved by Court, but right to the hands of Kraft. Now Moore has it. He's going to try for the three. Misses everything and takes the rebound. He's quickly going coast to coast. Now he's going to pull it out.
Pull it out. Be smart. 1:35 left here. We got a foul.
Yeah, Jacob Moore, he may be done. I don't know.
No, I think it's only four on him.
Nope, it's five.
That's five, yeah.
So Jacob Moore's going to take a seat.
They're going to be calling. The guys on the bench are clapping. Every time somebody goes out, they're one closer to getting in the game.
Yep.
Let's make some free throws here. 12 for 21 here.
So, by the way, that sub earlier for West Plains was Hudson Patillo, a 6'2 freshman. And also for the Zizzers, that's Tate shoots his first free throw, goes. Also for West Plains is Caleb Cobb, a 5'8 sophomore. Tate's second shot. Good, he gets both.
There we go, Blaine. Good job.
He now has 12. Mount Holmes lead back to 8. 1:40 left. Here is Kraft with it. Gives it to Patillo. Over to Cobb. Now to Tuma. Tuma's going into the lane. His layup is way off the mark. Rosa tries to save it in. He does to Tate.
Yeah, good rebound there by Ethan Rosa.
Tate will be fouled. He's going to go back to the line. They're going to give that one to Cobb. That is his first personal foul. Again, Mount Holmes home already in the bonus. So Blaine Tate back in the line with 1:28 left to play in the game to try to make it a double-digit lead.
61% from the line, 14 from 23. It's after making our last two. Maybe we're, 5 for 5 maybe at half?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. First free throw for Tate. Off the mark.
Ooh. Not going to be happy on the free throw shooting, but we've still got the lead. We're still up 8. This could put us up 9.
Tate with one more free throw. Second shot. He gets it. One of two on this trip. He now has 13. Mount Home's lead is 9. 168 to 59. Kraft, he's going to try for the jumper. Just inside the three-point line. Good shot, and West Plains quickly calls timeout. Jared Kraft with 11. We'll break with 118 left to play in the game. It is Mount Home leading West Plains 68 to 61. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
West Plains calling the timeout with 1:18 left to play in the game after Jared Kraft hit that jumper just inside the arc to make it a 7-point game. 68-61 is our score.
Yeah. Yep. Mountain Home's going to have to make some free throws down the line. We're
10 for 20 in this second half. 10 for 20 in the second half, Matt.
This is where not having a shot clock can really hurt West Plains.
Yeah, it can.
Here is Podwoski gets it to Gilbert.
This is where fouling still comes into play, right?
Yep. Ball goes to Tay in the front court. He'll be fouled.
He's 11th foul this quarter.
Wow.
West Plains.
That is on Caleb Cobb, his second personal foul.
You don't even see the fouling game much anymore when it comes to Arkansas basketball because of shot clock. You can play defense.
Right.
And, you don't see it this early.
First free throw for Tate is up and in.
Good job, Blaine. He's in 5 for 10 from the line.
Huh? Same shot. Bounces right and falls in.
There we go.
There you go. Good. 70-61. Mount Home up. Over mid left of this game. Kraft with it on the right side. Throws it to Tuma. Back to Kraft.
Yeah, they're wasting too much time right here.
Yes,
good defense by Mountain Home. They got to go quick. Stay down. Just stay on your feet.
Tuma with it. He's going to be fouled.
It's okay.
That's foul. That's okay because it went on the shot, and that's the last foul Mount Home has to give.
You heard they get right there?
Rick Gilbert. That is his second personal foul. 14th foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. The bound pass goes to Kraft at the elbow. His jumper won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Tate. And he's fouled once again. Cobb with his third. So Blaine Tate goes right back to the charity stripe.
Is there a record for the most people to foul out in the game? They might be pushing it in this one.
Yeah. Tate with his first free throw is up and goes in. With 46.7 seconds left, that gives Mount Home a double-digit lead once again. And it's a four-possession game as well. Same shot is up. Bounce around and falls in.
It was a repeat of last time. His first one went straight through. Second one rolled around and went in. We'll take him just like that, though.
Kraft puts up the three, misses everything at the top, and the ball goes out of bounds. Mount Home's going to get back with 40.2 left.
He's playing 6 from 17 from behind the arc. It's about 33%, really close to where they are.
Wow. Inbound pass knocked away by Montgomery. Goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will inbound once again. 38.8 left.
Wait, Mountain's going to call timeout here.
Yes, they are. So, we will break with 38.8 left. It is Mountain Home leading West Plains 72-61. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
The Mountain Home coming out of the timeout with 38.8 left to play in the game. They will inbound it, leading 72-61. Rosa will trigger the inbound pass in the backcourt. In Tate. And there's the foul. And that is the fourth on Cobb.
Blaine Tate to the line. Blaine Tate to the line. Blaine Tate to the line.
About out of space in this fourth quarter for Tate.
I'm going to have to start giving this song to Tate. It was Dawson the Dog Dunlap song in football.
Oh, yeah.
The dog keeps killing and making some free throws. He might earn a dog song himself.
There you go. 35.8 left as Tate's first free throw is up. Bounces around and falls in.
Give it to him.
I believe he's now 9 of 14 from the line.
That is correct with 18 points.
Same shot. Off the front of the iron. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Cobb. Back quickly comes West Plains as they trail by a dozen. Tuma's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. The rebound's controlled by Tate. He's going to throw it out to Podwoski. He's going to get the easy layup with 23 seconds left. Podwoski with 14. Now talking about by 14 again with 15 seconds left. Here is Tuma with it. Down over to Kraft on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three. Misses everything. And Patillo couldn't get the put back, and the rebound's controlled by Cork. And they're just going to let the final seconds tick away. And Mount Home's going to earn the first battle of the Porter Trophy.
Go get that ball, boys. Go get that ball.
Mount Home with the 14-point victory and to improve to a 5-4 on the season. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats West Plains 75-61. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Tired?